Wessel's sister and children. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. January 31st, 1895. To dear Sister Wessels and her children, whom I love in the Lord. I was at Currumbong, Dora Creek, when I addressed a letter to you, thinking it would reach you at New Zealand. I was disturbed in the night season and could not sleep, and I wrote a letter and sent it to Granville to be copied in season to reach the boat, but some pages were not enclosed. I deeply regret the fact, because I fear that that which I did send will make an erroneous impression upon your mind. I hasten to send this letter to you because I fear that, on account of the absence of those pages, your minds may be unpleasantly impressed. I would write words to console and comfort you. The Lord has not left you. His everlasting arms are beneath you. He has given you an experience in Christian life that is of the highest value. You have let your light shine in your family, and its divine rays are felt. Yet there is a danger that you will allow your affection for your children to lead you to grant requests that your judgment tells you are neither for their best good nor for the glory of God. You have been the Lord's chosen instrument, through whom he has worked and will work for the saving of the souls of your children. You are to bear the testimony that John bore, repeating the words of Christ, to love one another as Christ has loved them. The Holy Spirit will testify of their union with Christ, and believers and unbelievers will take knowledge of you that you have been with Christ and have learned of him. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will reflect the character of Christ. You will be subject to the infirmities of humanity, and will no doubt make mistakes, but the compassionate, loving Savior will pardon all your errors, because you ask him, and because you love Jesus. In spirit, you will breathe the meekness of Christ, and will be a light in your home. Your conversation will be seasoned with grace, and a holy unction will pervade your prayers. The Lord will work with your efforts as he has in the past, and his righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rearward. You have every reason for praising God for his loving kindness and tender mercy. His all-atoning blood is available to all your children. If you do not overtax your physical powers, you can, in the name of Jesus, do much precious work. Your children now appreciate only in a partial manner the blessing God has given them in such a mother. Schooled in the furnace of affliction, she has found Jesus to be her only true foundation. All else she has found unworthy to depend or build upon, for all else was as sliding sand. To you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. 1 Peter 2, verse 7. Should the mother be removed from her children, it would be a loss which never could be repaid. I entreat the children to carefully and tenderly guard their mother, and save her from every physical taxation. Your mother will not save herself or heap benefits upon herself. You children must try to preserve that life, that influence, which will do God service. Let no unhappy divisions occur, for these divisions become a corroding sorrow to your mother. She grieves when all her children are not walking in the truth, united in the faith. There is no benefit to be reaped in keeping up controversy. Walk in love as dear children. The Spirit of God is striving with the children, inviting them to Christ, saying, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17. Will you not obey?